Well, hello, Josh Fligger.
How you doing?
I'm doing so well.
Am I dirty?
Are you dirty?
I apologize if I'm a little dirty. I was cleaning the garage before I came over.
Oh.
You're lucky I even changed. I changed shirt.
Oh, well, thanks for that.
Put a nice one on.
I think that's nice. That's considerate.
Yeah. I feel like it's been a month
it
since
has.
I've been in here.
At least.
Has it? I guess, mm-hmm. Right? The week before
it
Christmas.
It was before Christmas. So it was like the 20th.
It's like the Saturday. Yeah, the 20th.
Yeah.
Because Christmas was on a Thursday. It was probably the
20th. It was on Wednesday.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh. So it was like the 21st, maybe.
Okay, whatever.
But yeah, that's... And
then I got malaria. And then I got the hand and foot disease. Isn't that what pets get?
I think humans can get it. Yeah, humans can get it, too.
Really? I thought it was...
Yeah. No, because they...
Or no, is that like babies get it?
Yeah, babies get it. Okay. Toddlers get it.
Pets, little babies, same thing.
And cows.
Yeah, both shit on the floor.
They call it hoof and mouth disease if it's a bovine.
What happens if they're crazy? Do you have like mad?
That's mad
hoof and
bovine.
mad hoof and mouth disease.
Yeah.
I want that.
Mad mouth. mad mouth.
That didn't take too long.
Hey now, hey, you're an all star.
You're mad mouth. Hey, yeah. Hey, are you gonna walk it up? I'm not like Larry. I'm not afraid of improvising.
No.
Do the walk.
Do the walk.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dum dum. Are you gonna do? You just
when
need to count it.
People that
so you go.
You know,
so just go one,
like
two.
Oh, this is out of tune.
Oh, so should we just stop recording?
Yeah.
Let's just pause.
Pause.
Holding.
Hold, please. And we're back.
Okay, we're back. Now listen to that beautiful G chord.
It's really pretty.
Are you going to walk it?
Let's do it.
When the people that you know don't like you, and you treasure friendships, and tune into this podcast, where your artificial friends.
I felt good.
I didn't sing on the walk up. You have to sing on the dum dum.
Well, yeah.
And I didn't do that the first time. That's what threw me off, and it was shite.
Was shite, but but I was like, you know what? I like the balls to maybe mix up the song a little bit, just like wing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's a great thing to do unless you're actually in the band.
Right.
That's the worst thing when somebody does something like that and you're like, nah, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
And
they just keep going.
During
like,
a live performance?
Yeah. Oh, you're just terrible.
Well, that's
you just want to gun your guitar across the stage and leave.
That's the thing about that. If you've never done it before, you've got to experience it. If you're performing live, right? You're playing a show, and you start a song,
and if it's too fast, or they start it weird,
or you just start a song and it's you realize once you start singing that you don't want to sing it for people. You're not ready. You don't know the words.
Oh yeah,
anything like that.
Yeah,
you've got to keep going. You've got to see.
There was a couple songs like that. Like the Burt Reynolds movie brawl song that we played one time.
Right.
Like Grant, it has a very there's a cadence to it, right?
Sure.
And he's got to do this. Well, if he misses one of those beats, it's just it sounds so far off. And he every like 10th time we play it. He would miss a beat and he would be like, and then he would like lose a word, like skip an of or something like that. And if he skipped that of, all those other words that were very right on the beat were all effed up. And he'd be like, and he would just like, he had to make something up and he would turn and look at me and he'd be like, and I didn't like that song. And I would just be like looking at him like, and it just started, it was just a lot, just terrible. But that was... That's just a terrible feeling when a song turns into a train wreck on stage and you got to fight through it.
Oh, you've got to.
Because the worst thing is stopping.
Yeah,
I don't think we've ever stopped. But I mean, there's a couple times where we definitely should have.
You've got no choice. You've got to keep doing it.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Josh Fligger is here today, ladies and gentlemen, and my name is Andy Chanley. We have Larry Morgan and. Sam Farmer on assignment.
Sam's probably pretty busy. Where do you think he's at this week?
Still
in Kansas City?
Who's left? It's Kansas City and San Francisco.
But he's in one of those two cities.
Yeah. I would imagine maybe Sam.
I would bet San Francisco because he was in Kansas City last week, so they probably want to get him.
Where's the game this week?
Kansas City and San Francisco.
Where?
Kansas City and San Francisco.
In San Francisco?
There's two games.
Where is the game being held?
Which game?
The San Francisco. Oh, it's San
Kansas
San,
City
it's
San, and San, it's San Francisco. They're not playing
and,
each other.
Yeah, the San Francisco and Minnesota?
No.
Baltimore?
Why am I not?
Left?
Green Bay.
Green Bay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm.
I paid zero attention. Zero.
As soon as Baltimore was out, I was like, okay, I'm done. I don't care. I'm like, hey, New England's done. Hey, Baltimore's done. No reason to watch anymore.
Yeah.
Although I'm kind of rooting against San Francisco.
Hey, I hate to interrupt you, but I just wanted you to hear this.
Ooh.
You know what that is?
That's opening up my heart.
This is. We're gonna do a bunch of firsts today.
First for 2020?
First for 2020.
Okay,
yeah.
What's that?
Well, number one, this beer right here is, we've never done this one before, have we? This is one of my favorite beers of all time. This is the Samuel Smith's Imperial Stout from the Tadcaster Brewery in England.
I don't think we've done this.
This is one of my all-time favorite beers. Very rich. It is...
it's a fancy bottle.
It's a very fancy bottle. It's lovely, and it is...
Now, did you get this down the street, or did you have to go somewhere?
No, I got this down the street. But it's
that's dark.
Yeah, it really
with
is.
A thick brown
foam.
This is
a stout. This is the stout of stouts, my friend.
I'm just pour this on pancakes.
Now, I'm going to tell you something about this beer.
Tell me something about
it's
it.
It's so rich that
How rich is it?
I haven't had this in 10 years. I haven't had this in
really?
The longest time, even though it's one of my faves. I remember it being so rich and smooth, but almost had a grape taste to it. It's just a beautiful stout beer.
You can only drink really one of these, right?
Only one of these. Although I don't think the alcohol is terribly high on this.
I think it's just alcohol. It's just too thick. It's
only 7% alcohol.
Yeah.
So it's not terrible. It's not.
Yeah, that's not the reason. I'm just saying it's just like too thick. You can't.
But it's
there, like
it's like a Guinness though. You think a Guinness is thick? But you drink a Guinness, it's like, oh, yeah, that's
right,
not
that's
all
true.
That feeling. So anyway,
all right.
Here's to your health.
Bottoms up.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah, it looks more intimidating than it tastes. No, that's good.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
It's got a little, like the coffee flavor at the end there. You know, that chocolatey
Very
coffee.
Much so.
Yeah, that's good. Not bad.
It's like a Guinness that's somebody left the coffee pot on a little.
It's good.
Yeah.
Anyway. How's your espresso going?
That espresso machine?
Yeah. I almost texted ahead to have one prepared for
me. Oh my God, I should have made
one. We'll
for
save
it
for next week.
But for next week.
All right, I'll text ahead.
It's a blessing.
Yeah.
It is one of the greatest things in my life.
Do you have a tamper?
Absolutely, I have
Do
a tamper.
Tamp it?
Yeah, well, it came with a plastic tamper, which I thought was bullshit.
I know.
So I ordered
cheap ass
an $8 alloy tamper
yep.
on Amazon. So I'm tamping down, you know, with some firmness.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. I like to tamp it firm. Now, you talk about it. You talk about this like you have some experience.
I've had, I've never had an espresso machine, but we used to have one of those. It was like an instant one where it would suck the water up in through it. Did you ever see those?
Hmm.
It's this weird, looks like a teapot, but it's like in two parts, and you would put the espresso in between it, if I remember it right or something. And then you put it on the stove, and you boil it, and it would like somehow suck the water up through the compacted coffee, the espresso, and then make a espresso.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The pressure of the
I don't know.
Water?
Something like that. It was cool, but it was a giant pain in the ass to clean. And you could only use, it was like the size of a teapot, and you could only make one cup. So it'd be like, it was an awesome idea, but then when you use it like five or six times, you're like, I'm just going to dump this shit out.
Yeah.
And now it's hot, and I'm going to put more water in it, and I'm going to re-tamp. And it also wants a freaking espresso.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And I think it broke.
But the espresso machine is fantastic. And I've been, you know, grinding the beans myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a grinder that, you know, is adjustable like that. So it's just fantastic. And to be able in the morning to get our travel coffee mugs to go. Lars and mine, and would you care for a shot of espresso in your coffee? Yes, I would. Well, here you go.
Yep.
And it's just a whack in the face, and it's tasty good, and you can just drink it, you know, on its own.
Have you made a latte yet? Does it have that foaming thing?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
Have you made a latte?
No.
Nah.
I'll do it at some point. I'll get, you know, make a cappuccino and a latte. And you know, here's what you want
to
do.
I'm going to tell you a website to go to.
Tell me.
Go to, I think it's coffeesnob.com. Mm. I had a friend that's a big coffee dork like you, and he would be like, they literally like analyze all like all the machines and then like grade them on like a 5-bean scale. You know what I mean?
Nice.
And they're like, oh, this machine has this and this, this, and this doesn't work too well. And they're like, they rate coffees and all that crap. I think it's called coffeesnob.com. But
excuse me. Coffee dork.
Is that what it is?
No, that's what you called me. Coffee dork.
Oh, did I? Maybe it's coffeedork.com.
It deserved to be mentioned. Anywho, yeah, so loving it. It's a terrific blessing in my life. Couldn't be happier about that.
I feel probably the best I've felt in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, you, Josh almost died.
I did die. I came back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You went all the way across the threshold?
I redlined there for a little bit.
You
flatlined.
We were going to do a podcast a couple weeks ago?
Last week?
It was a couple weeks ago, I thought.
Oh, the one that I just bailed?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was like 2 weeks.
We're like, let's do
that
it.
Was
and you're like,
Saturday that I got it.
I'm not coming. I am going to die. That was basically the text.
So
Sorry, I have something more pressing. Death is on my doorstep.
It was like Thursday night. I'm sitting there on the couch, and all of a sudden, you know how when you get that first like ting, like, ooh, something might not be right here. You know, like, I've been sniffing a lot lately, or you know, doing the cough doesn't hurt yet, but it seems to be kind of a little bit persistent. So that's like Thursday night. I go to work Friday, and Friday's fine. And I'm coming home 4:30 on Friday. I'm feeling great, feeling fine. I get about like 10 minutes away from my house. I'm like, maybe I'll just get home and put some pajamas on and crawl into bed. Like that, I'm like, it wouldn't hurt just to maybe have a nice relaxing Friday. And I'm not sure I'm feeling okay. By the time I like that 10 minutes came back, I like walked in my house and just barely made it into bed. It came on that fast.
Wow.
And it was just like the flu. It was just like, I didn't have any nausea, but it was coughing, snot, and tired and muscle aches.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're feeling a little bit better. You know, I've had for the last week, I've had something that's just, it's like right here between my sternum and, the top of my.
Like a ball of phlegm.
Yeah. It's been just, kind of. It's like just a coating there in the bronchial tubes. And, you know, I feel myself, you know, trying to clear my throat, and I can't quite. But it's just been hanging out in there. What's great is I had an audition yesterday at the end of a long day of shit. It was this call-out audition at a casting agency. And I walk in. I didn't even know what it was. And I walk in, and I look down at it. It's for an automobile. And it says, looking for a deep voice.
Looking for somebody
manly
that's snotty.
Man. And so I'm like, oh, God, this is great. I've got this extra level, that tiny extra bit of gravel in there. This is going to be fantastic. Walk in, I nail it. I kill it. Won't book it, I'm sure, but I killed the
audition. Or you're going to get it and come back and you're like, where's the guy that auditioned?
Hello. You'll love the performance of this car.
Have you seen the new Miata?
It's like what's his name?
I don't know.
Jack Donaghy on 30 Rock. Alec Baldwin. When he hosted Saturday Night Live that one time, and he was doing his outgoing voicemail, and it's like somebody said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were gay." It's like, "Why is that?" It's your voicemail. It's like, "What? I sound gay on my voicemail?" And so he goes back and he listens to it, and it's like, "Hi, this is Tom, and if you leave a message, I'll get." It's like, "Oh, I guess I can kind of see that. Well, let me do it. I'm going to redo this." So he re-records it. It's like, "Hi, this is Tom. Leave a message, and I'll get back to you."
Excuse
and he rolls it back and listens to it as it the playback of it. It's like, "Hi, this is Tom. Leave a message." Every
so
time he does
it,
he gets more and more effeminate sounding.
So do you have a gay filter on? These gay filters on his phone?
I'll show up. I'll book the thing. I'll show up to do it. And they're like, "Where's the guy that sounded like an actual male?"
Exactly.
So I got that to look forward to. This beer's great.
I know. It's nice. I'm gonna go home. I think I'm going to go home and have about 60 more of these.
Man, It's been too long since we've had a beer episode. That's what's been missing in my life.
I think that's what's just been missing in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe when was the last time we had a beer episode with more than me and you?
I don't. Well, we had the, you know, Aaron brought in his
rum.
Oh,
that's
rum.
True. That was good.
That's so good.
That being 80 proof should not be legal.
That coconut rum.
Oh,
was just...
my, give me that. I'll just end up in a ditch somewhere. It was good. Mix out with a little bit of orange juice. Look out.
Yeah.
I'd be fighting a cow. Just walking around with pants on my head and shirt on my feet.
Fighting cows.
Beating up dump. Where beating up dumpsters.
Cow fighting. that's glorious. Another first that I wanted to throw out is that this is the first podcast that's recorded on the new computer.
Oh, yeah. And he's got the big old, the monitors. I mean, that thing is like we're sitting in underground nuclear facility ready to launch some missiles or something. Yeah, like we're in DEFCON.
We're in NORAD.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for. I'm waiting to see. How about a nice game of chess? Just like these, all these missiles coming across the screen. Yeah,
the
it's pretty impressive.
The only way to win is not to play.
So Andy's got, you want to tell him about your new little toy?
What's the, which one? The camera?
The camera.
It's really great. Yeah, I've got... where is it?
All right, first of all, it's shaped like a circle, so it's like one of those vanity mirrors that women use to put makeup on, except it's tiny. It's like the size of...
I gotta say that's
like the size of a baseball, right? Like the circumference of a baseball?
Yeah, it's circular. You know what? It's about the... If you ever see one of those Nest thermostats?
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
You know,
yeah.
The round circle
right.
with the display in the middle. Well... This is about that size. It's a Kyo Razor, I think it's called. Anyway, it has a disc of light.
Disc of light.
You know, this LED light around it. It's so just... it lights up the subject that it's, and then in the middle is the camera, and it's what I use for FaceTime and for you know, Zoom meetings and so forth.
Is there any way you can put the mic over there so you're looking into the camera so when I do this podcast I can actually look at the
screen? So you can look at that
screen? Yeah, because that... it makes him look amazing.
It really does. The lighting is fantastic. I look great. And I just want to look back.
Like I said, I'm convinced it was made by NASA. That's a $15,000 camera right there.
Look back at
they it. Use that to like dock space shuttles and shit.
How you doing? How you doing, good looking?
Get one of those just to carry around.
Yeah.
Just like, to show people.
Don't look at me.
Here, look at my phone. Yeah. Look at the picture of my phone.
Yeah, so that's a nice
thing. What else is new with you besides your camera and your monitor? And yeah, this is the recording. Hopefully it works.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it's going to work?
I don't. Probably not. Won't you be pissed? If we get
no,
all the way through
this.
No,
it wouldn't be the first time this podcast has let me down.
It's a weekly situation.
It's not the first time I walk out of here with my tail in between my legs going, maybe next week will be a little bit better. I don't know.
That's the feeling that most people have with this podcast. Hey, most people who listen to it.
I got another question. Mm. Did you know a Nyaf crap, right? I haven't ordered my mug yet.
Right.
You know there's two sizes?
That's what Larry said. I thought I put that in there, but then I looked and it wasn't in there. And then
and
he says,
when you
no,
designed
it,
did you design it so when people look at the mug, they only see half of the logo? What the hell is that?
That's just the way it's positioned in the picture.
I know.
Yeah.
But why?
That's just the way it looks like in the picture.
I know, but if you're going in the first time, you're like, oh, that looks like a cool mug. I wonder what it really looks like.
Well, that mug.
That mug looks like it was designed on December 31st.
It was. It totally was.
It looks like you had about 3 minutes left of the deadline to make. No, I'm kidding.
Well, there's something you need to know about that mug.
Yes.
The Yaf mug at yafcrap.com.
Yes.
That mug that you see the picture of.
Uh-huh.
Does not exist.
No, it's just you basically just put like a JPEG on a fake mug or something, right? And then
they do it. Yeah, they.
Yeah,
they
but I mean, like when
that,
you when you design yes, the picture, yes. You just put the JPEG
here's,
in there.
Here's
like,
the logo, and they you know digitally slap it on there and show a mock-up of what it is. The mug that you buy is made to order.
But I'm wondering if the was it like 18-ounce mug or something, the bigger one? Like I wonder if it's like. Like a soup bowl. You know what I mean? Like one of those big ass mugs. Yeah. Or if it's the tall one. I don't want the tall one. I want the big ass
one. When you can plant a geranium in.
I'm gonna order one.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
I think everybody should have one.
All profits go straight to our alcohol fund.
So far,
all problems go to buy us a new board. We should probably get one in 2022.
So far, these two glasses of beer, we've drank more profits than we have.
Thank you, everybody, for our port.
That's so good. I wanted to, before we moved on, I do have another pressing issue to talk about.
Pressing?
Pressing. Oh. Well, it's somewhat pressing.
Okay.
It's depressing.
Is it oppressing?
It's oppressing and depressing.
Oh, great. Looking forward to this.
It's fucking killing me. It keeps me awake.
Just off topic, I found out what I wanted to be for the rest of my life last night, but go ahead.
What's that?
I want to be a referee in professional wrestling. They have the greatest job of all time.
Really?
Just watch a wrestling match and just watch the ref. Just watch the ref. They do the craziest faces, and they're the most dramatic person in the ring. They're like, no, it's a two count. It's a two count. And then it's amazing. Anyway, go ahead. What was your impressive thing?
Do you think they make good money?
I don't care.
That's not important.
Oh, can you imagine how awesome it would be to be standing in a bar and somebody asks you what you do for your living and you're like, I'm a professional WWE wrestling referee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put that on your calling card.
Exactly.
have a business card with stripes on it.
Tell that make your kids proud.
They don't wear stripes. They wear like a blue shirt and a bow tie, don't they? Is that a professional
boxing? Yeah,
back
in 83.
Boxing guys still do that, though, don't they?
I don't know. Don't they wear like a boxing
Don't they
match?
Wear like a blue shirt and a
No,
that, black
no you're
pants
thinking
and...
the NBA refs. Remember those terrible gray T-shirts? They still wear those?
Oh, yeah.
They used to wear gray T-shirts with like blue piping on it.
I thought the boxing guys had like a blue long-sleeve
shirt.
Let's
just dive right into this. Which professional sports referee has the best outfit?
Oh, wow.
Which one?
Mm.
It's got to be Major League Baseball.
Oh, that is good.
Right?
Well, like the umpire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably the best, right? Oh, no, I know it. I know it. I got the absolute perfect answer.
What is it?
Australian rules football.
I'm wearing an Australian
rules
football.
Is that the one where they wear the
jersey?
Panama hat, the guy, yes. And then he does the chop, and he's like, 1 point, and he does that weird chop?
Yeah.
That's good. Those guys look like Panama Jack. Like, you want to go have a Mai Tai with them when they're done, right? Those guys are awesome.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
there you go.
That's the official answer. I'm getting the crammer out. Can we put that into...
Done. And I think it was because I was wearing a Geelong Cats jersey right now.
Okay.
This footy jumper. I told you about getting this, right?
I remember you saying something.
We were
about
in Brisbane, and I go out, and I'm like, hey, where do I go to get some, some sports wear? And he's like, oh, like a footy jumper. I'm like, yes, a footy jumper.
And you laughed right in his face and pointed.
And he tells me where to go, and I come back, and it was the concierge at the hotel, right? And I come back, and I show him that I have this Geelong Cats Australian rules football. And then the other one is the Sydney Rabbitohs rugby team, the one that Russell Crowe owns part of or most of. And he looks at me, he's like, oh, congratulations, you've got the two worst teams in the league.
That's perfect. That's like coming back with like a Jacksonville and Browns jersey. Like, hey, look at what I got.
Yeah. Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills. Cool.
Hey, don't be knocking the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
2 years in a row.
They are on.
They're maybe taking a step forward to taking over that division.
I think they are taking a step forward. And it looks like the
Patriots.
The Patriots. The the dynasty is
the most wonderful time of the year. Watch Tom get hit around like that. See him lose. Oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
I love seeing Tom at home.
Yeah. One of my one of my fantasy football people, other coaches in my
friends.
League. Yeah.
You can't. Not call them a friend.
Opponents, I guess you'd say. They were posting like right after the Patriots lost, and there was this article online about Tom Brady and whatever. And he said, "This is one of the pettiest things I've ever seen."
What was it?
And my comment was, "You misspelled prettiest." Just so happy to see. Yeah. Anyway,
you know what's weird?
What?
If you get caught cheating and win a world championship in Major League Baseball, they fire like the general manager and the head coach and suspending everybody and fine them like $5 million.
Talking about Houston?
Yeah. Now, but if you're the New England Patriots, They only fine you $500,000 and take away your first pick.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
That's the first time they got caught cheating. Yeah. You want to talk about the other times?
Well, here's my question. Are they going
Dynasty
to...
Dynasty built on lies. Go ahead.
You sit on the throne of lies. Now, are they going to have to vacate that championship?
No.
They're not going to make him do that?
No, it's... I don't know. I mean, I'm not... I don't really... I don't follow baseball as much as I used to.
I remember watching that series, thinking, man, they just can't be beat.
Did you see that thing where he was coming home? Was it Altuve or somebody was coming home after he hit the home run that won the one game? And as he's coming around third, he's tugging his jersey, going, telling them not to rip his jersey off?
No.
Yeah, I forget who it is, because that shows you how much I watch baseball. I think it was against the Dodgers. I don't know. Yeah, oh yeah. Wasn't there one game against the Dodgers where they're? I don't know. I don't remember. But there was a Houston player that won hit like a walk off homer or something. Mm-hmm. And as he's coming around third, instead of going crazy, he has a very concerned look on his face and is tugging his shirt and waving his finger at all the teams standing on a plate, saying, "Don't you dare take my jersey off! Don't you dare take my jersey off!" Because they were there. He's mouthing, "Don't take my jersey." Like, you can see it. And his niece retweeted it.
Because what? Because he had something underneath there?
Well, yeah, I guess one of the things they were doing, I kind of read this in an article, is they wore a buzzer on the inside of like their T-shirt or something, inside of their jersey. So if you're on second and they knew he was going to throw an off-speed pitch or something, you could buzz it, and he would take off and try to steal third. Something like that. And it would just be a vibration thing.
Who gets enjoyment out of that?
I don't know. And then, you know what? And to, like, win the World Series and
always know that,
yeah,
you didn't
legitimately do it. I'm surprised. And I, you know what feel what sucks is I feel bad for Dodgers fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like...
Like being a
although I can relate to it because I've seen the Steelers lose to the Patriots while they've cheated twice in an AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. Everybody does it, right? Right, Patriots fans? Everybody does it. Cheaters!
You're angry.
I'll always be pissed.
What did you get for Christmas, Josh?
I got... you'll never guess what I got.
Tomaine?
I got a VR headset.
You got a virtual reality headset?
Yes. And it is effed up. It is awesome.
You got to bring it in.
Well, it's a PlayStation one, and it's wired in. But, Andy, you wouldn't believe how, like, the stuff, the designers of the games, what they did, what they do with the VR. Like, when I say VR, like, what do you think? You think, basically, I just put on a headset, and I look around, and everything I look at is... like a movement with my head, right? Like,
sure.
You're within. Well, with the controllers, they move like when if I certain games, I this one game where like I was Batman, right? And I had to reach on my belt and press a trigger to pull a batarang and then like physically throw it at stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then like I have to, like, you have to physically do stuff to like you have the equipment on. Like when I had to be Batman, I had to grab my mask and slide it onto my head. It's crazy, the stuff they can do. And it's really cool. It's hard to describe. I know I sound like a complete dork loser, but it is super cool. Super fun.
Wow, you're a VR dork.
Oh, I am totally a VR dork now. I love it.
So you got Batman. What else?
Oh, it was one of these, like a package thing where it came with like these all these other little games. Like there was one game called Astrobot, which is like a Mario game, except... you're like walking behind Mario, you know what I mean? And controlling him in like a 3D universe.
Right.
And they do like a really cool design where he'll run up, the robot will run up by your head. And then you got to like do stuff with your head to break. It's crazy. It's really weird.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it dorked out that way.
Silas got some video games for the first time.
Oh yeah. What'd he get?
He's nine, just, you know, turned nine back in September. So this is his first video games. And he's played one or two in an arcade, but that's it. We've kept them out of the house up until now. I got him, or Santa got him, Sonic the Hedgehog Racing.
Wait, did you get a Switch?
No, I had a PlayStation 3.
Okay.
By the way,
Owen has that game.
Finding games for the PlayStation 3 is a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, next year there's going to be a 5, so you're going to be 2 generations behind.
Well, then I'll upgrade. But for now, I'm like, I'm not going to fucking buy a whole console to get this started. But got him Sonic the Hedgehog, the racing, and then FIFA, because he was playing that with another kid, so the soccer.
You want me to tell you another one? If he likes FIFA, is get him a hockey game. Owen loves that shit.
Really?
Yeah, he loves hockey. Owen's a hockey nut now because of the Kings.
Yeah.
And I mean, I got him this game, and he just...
I prefer not to get him interested in hockey because I think it's the most boring game there is.
No, it isn't. Yeah. It is. You know, I was watching a hockey game last night, and I actually thought about you, and I was like, I don't understand how
misguided.
Yes, I'm like, this game is, and it was a 1-1 game that went into overtime, and I'm like, this is such a good game. This is such a good game. I don't understand how people can watch soccer and then not like this.
I don't really watch soccer.
Hockey is like awesome soccer. Hockey is what soccer should be, wants to be. Like, the ball doesn't go out of bounds. Like, you can smack it off the puck off the wall. You can hit people. It's fast. You know what I mean? There's only 5 guys, not 11 guys. One of them's laying on the ground, rolling around. You actually wear pads.
Maybe I need to give it another try. I can't care.
Well, I think you have to be invested in a team. That may be the problem.
Maybe that's it.
Like, to me, one of the worst things in the world is watching a baseball game with 2 teams you just don't give
a shit.
Oh,
God.
Watching,
no.
Like, the Miami-Kansas City game. Like,
no. To watch when it isn't the playoffs.
Yeah, I like the playoffs.
To watch baseball on television, I need a 6-pack and a dirty magazine.
Well,
it's just, it's so.
What's happening over there?
I don't know.
I just want to make sure that we're still recording.
We still seem to be recording.
Okay.
You know what's great about this?
But you have
this processor and this new computer can handle a whole bunch of shit. This one over here, I could hear.
Except turning on the monitor.
I could hear the crickets running in the little wheel to keep the thing going. Yeah, but this one is. Well, I have it set to shut off after a while. I should change that. But and then when I'm done with this, if this recorded, when I'm done with it.
Don't say that.
If it touch wood and whistle,
yeah.
If it recorded at the end of it,
so I tell my
I'll
wife.
Be able to just press a button and do an offline bounce. It will render as an MP3 in like 30 seconds.
Are we getting into dongle talk?
It's close to dongle talk.
Let's back. I'm just raising my hands and back and slowly away. Nope.
You want to talk?
I don't want to talk dongles.
You want to talk about Hong Kong dongle?
A hot dongle.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut off your hot hockey talk.
No, baseball.
Hockey talk, woman.
That made me laugh.
I still got blues.
I still got coughing stomach.
hockey talk, woman.
I got, my stomach still is sore. Like day 3 of illness.
Yeah.
It was Sunday morning. I got up, right? Or no, actually, it was the Monday. I got up and I'm like, my wife's like, you're not going to work. I'm like, I know. And I got up to walk to the bathroom just to take a leak. And I just, because like, you know how like once you settle down in bed when you're sick, everything just kind of shuts down. Like all that phlegm just like kind of sits backwards. But then when you stand up, all the snot from my head is now running down my throat. As soon as I stand up, right, I just start coughing like, It was like I had 6 cigarettes jammed down the middle of my throat. And because I had coughed so much the day before, right, all those stomach muscles were all like maxed out. And I buckled over. I was like cough crying. I was like, and like on a knee in the hallway in my underwear.
I'm gonna boil that.
Take that. Put that picture in your mind.
You're gonna boil that microphone when you leave.
I would. And the reason I bailed out last week is, it's like the principle of, it's like the thing where the vice president and the president never fly together. Because had I come in here and given you guys hand and foot disease, Now I'm never going to hear the end of it. I'm going to hear this bullshit for the rest of my life. Oh, remember that time you got me and Larry sick? And I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to deal with that. And then plus I thought about your actual health. But the first reaction is like, I don't want to hear shit from them for the rest of my life.
That was eventually thoughtful.
Oh, my stomach took me laugh. This is not good. This is the worst decision I've ever made to come here today.
This is the greatest. Now if we could just get you to if we could just get you to gag a little bit.
No.
Was there something else you wanted to share?
I wrote
the New Year's Eve. And how was the big pot full of dicks?
Oh, it was fantastic. My aunt sent me out.
What do you call this?
Dinner.
It's just, there's no New Year's
it's
Day.
It's not a dish on my stomach. And it's getting worse every time I laugh. It's like I feel the pain. I laugh harder because I know it's hurting. All right.
So you made.
I need like a girdle.
You may.
You know one of those things? It's like right here in the. Like
a plate I can't,
maybe that's my liver. It's my liver that's.
Yeah, maybe. You need the Playtex girdle.
Oh. So it's just a pork. It's a pork roast. And then you take the pork roast and you surround it with sauerkraut.
Dick fish?
No, and then you put the dick fish in the sauerkraut.
You put kielbasa and wieners. And sausage?
No. And pork roast.
Okay.
And then you bake that for about like 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, but the best part was my aunt this year mailed out homemade sauerkraut.
Wow.
And that's another reason I was bummed is because I was wanted to bring you your New Year's Eve
the
dish. But I had obviously probably coughed all through that too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I got everybody sick in my house.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You passed it to everybody?
Yeah.
You think you're not contagious anymore?
There was a big like spray paint in the front door. It said dead inside.
Lamb's blood over the threshold. Keep the angel of death out. But you think you're
yeah, right. I'm fine. I've been fine. I was probably fine last week too, but it was just like one of those, why risk it? It's still a little too close.
Nice. Well,
and plus I think my kid and wife are still sick, so I don't like want to drag it in with my clothes.
Fair enough.
Bring vapor trail malaria in the podcast. This is a tiny room. I'd kill everybody in this room.
Scarlet fever.
Some flicker malaria.
So, speaking of disease.
Okay.
There's more to the rat saga.
Oh.
Yeah. So, where did we leave off?
You looked up in it and you didn't find the rat. And that's it, I think.
I put traps up there, and no one had bit on the traps. No one had gone to them. Well.
Could it be a squirrel?
No. It starts to dawn on me this last week, last 10 days or whatever, that I'm still hearing them at night, scratching around a little bit up there. I haven't gotten them on the ropes. It's clear that rats are up in this, up above the studio here. And they're in this.
They're mocking
in the guest house. Yeah. So it makes me realize that I didn't. I closed up an entry point, but that wasn't the only entry point. Right. So finally, I go over to the next door neighbor and I knock on their door. And I said, I think I might have rats or mice in my attic over here. Would you mind if I came on your property to go and have a look and see if I can, stop the entry point? And they said,
what are you talking about? Why would you go to your neighbors?
Because I have to go on the garage, the building.
On that side of the roof?
Yes,
okay,
yes,
okay.
Yeah. So I go over there and I see 1, 2, 3 holes.
On the other side?
Yeah. A couple of them, like just a couple of feet off the ground where they went in the wall and up. And then there was one huge one back at the back of the corner where you can't see it from our side of the property.
Did you check the shed? How's the shed?
Shed's fine.
Okay, good. All right, continue.
So they're in there. They're fucking in there. And
yeah, they are. They're in there fucking in there, too.
They're in there, and they're exactly. Fucking in there. And
they're laughing at you.
And so I
you
go
a little
out.
Squeaking bed.
So I go, and there's precious little about this. This is funny. are you done with your beer?
If it makes you feel any better, every time I laugh, pain goes through my body. Okay, but then again, if I'm mocking you and laughing, know that
it's worth it.
Yes, that I am going through pain.
Before I go on, would you be interested in trying this?
I would love. Yes, organic.
This is Samuel Smith's, same company.
Okay,
same brewery.
I was going to say the bottle looked kind of familiar.
Samuel Smith's organic handcrafted fruit ale, strawberry flavor.
Hit me.
Lara, I picked this up on the way home, and she was pissed that she's not getting any of it.
We'll call her in.
I told her to come out and have some.
Text her. Did she figure out how to use Disney Plus yet?
I don't.
Ask her.
I don't know. Come out now.
For beer.
For strawberry beer.
Strawberry? Can
Bring
I go there? Can we do that?
Cup.
Strawberry?
We'll see. Hand me your glass. I'm just going to pour it in the same thing. All right, is that
whatever,
okay?
Yeah.
Oh, this looks good.
I'm not classy. What's it look like? Can't
it,
see it.
It actually doesn't look that different. It looks like just beer. Looks like maybe
oh,
a,
yeah.
Like maybe a
looks
a,
like
a,
an amber
a
ale.
Red ale. Yeah.
Ooh. It smells like Frankenberry. It does. On my stomach. Ouch. I'm coughing too. I'm gonna fucking lay on the floor. If I just buckle over, I'm gonna give me a chance. He just dove right in.
It doesn't
smell like Frankenberry?
Yeah. Oh god. It's good too. Oh.
Oh my god.
Isn't that great?
This isn't beer.
This is fantastic.
This is like some type of breakfast juice.
You know, you could put ice cream in this. Make a float.
You could bathe in this. This is good.
Yeah, this is pretty tasty.
But you know what? This is a dessert beer.
Mm-hmm. Totes.
I'd drink one of these and be like, that's good. Can I have a man's beer now? Because this is... this. It's good. It's just... Yeah. It's just. This is real. This is fruitier than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like a beer with a... hint of fruit flavor. You know, some of them have that. This flat out tastes like strawberry cider or something.
You're fruity.
Is that a thing, strawberry cider?
Sure it is. Hard cider? Hard strawberry cider? I bet so. I'll bet a dollar on it.
I want to try that. Strawberry cider.
Anywho, so.
Oh, that's delicious.
I see these gaping holes. It's clear.
That's what she said. I'm sorry. I haven't been here in a while. I'm backed up with this stuff.
No, knowing how much it hurts you to do this.
If you can only paint the picture, at least they know that. Stop.
It's like the gag reflex. It's just a different thing. He every time
it's
he's
like
holding
right...
his side.
Oh God! All right.
You might need to see a special.
Oh, no, it's from all the coughing. Oh, fine. And yeah. I haven't really laughed like this for a while. It's just depressing. It's painful. Oh, right, stop.
Shit.
Oh, my eyes are watering.
So, where do we leave off?
You have
so
gigantic
these,
gaping
these huge
holes.
So.
You left off in your gigantic
right.
gaping
well,
here, wide
here's
holes.
What, here's what my guy said, the pest control guy, earlier, he said, okay, you got this hole over here, right? If you fill that in with, Kwikset, patch it up and seal it off. Then they'll be in there, and then you set traps around,
they light the building on fire.
The opening, your hatch to get up in there. You put traps on each, side, and little peanut butter on there, and they're gonna eventually, if they can't get out, they're gonna come and find.
Or you can just smoke them out. Just sit on the other thing with a BB gun. Just sit out there with camo.
You got a lot of big ideas.
Get bottled Jack Daniels.
A lot of big ideas.
Sit on the neighbor's roof, smoke them out just as they come out. Ping, 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 ping.
I'm not gonna do that.
Well, that would be fun though. Well, I don't know. I'd probably be depressing.
I think it might scare.
You could do it, and you could do it in a wife beater.
Yeah, God, I'm not gonna shoot rats from 50 paces in a wife beater in front of my daughter.
With a bottle of Jack Daniels. Don't forget that part too. In a lawn chair.
How about that night train over there? All right. So anyway,
a lawn chair. Hey.
For the Pabst Blue Ribbon.
It started off funny, but this isn't funny anymore. It's just starting to annoy me. I forgot about this. I didn't. All right, go ahead. I'm good.
So
it's good strawberry beer.
It's strawberry. It's straw.
It's straw beery. Didn't you hear me already say that?
No, did you say that?
Shut up! I said like three times.
Did you say straw beery?
My stomach. Now you do it on purpose. Oh.
Well, I'm glad that hurt.
I said straw beery.
I thought you were just saying strawberry.
You don't even listen to me. No. Well, why am I even here? I just talk and you just completely ignore me.
I thought you were just saying strawberry and you're fucked up Pennsylvania accent.
It hurts so bad. I'm in the cough.
Oh, God.
I don't want to be here anymore. I should go home where they love me and we don't laugh.
Oh, God.
You know what? I wonder, could we record with that camera?
I don't know.
And then put the podcast actually up on on the Facebook page or something?
Yeah, probably.
Who would want to look at us, though? It'd be just the picture of the back of your head.
We'd have to reposition, of course. But I look great.
You look fantastic.
It would be a great way
I think it has something to do with that jersey, too, with that football kit.
Oh, you know what do you call it? It makes my footy jumper.
That's it. I was like, what's it called? A football huggy? The huggy jumper? What do you got going on there?
Yeah, football huggy. That's what it is. Anyway, back to the rat story. So that's the idea, is that they'll eventually, you know, it won't be able to get out. They'll come look for anything. They'll eat the peanut butter they'll get their tongue to the peanut butter and go get their neck snapped. All right. Right?
Now what?
That's his idea. Well, I set the traps. I clear up that hole. Nothing happens. That, you know, leads to why I check the other side of the building, and I see these holes. Well, I go to the store that night, and I get some of that great stuff, you know,
dynamite.
The foam.
Yeah. And, like the stuff that you put like for insulate, like
yeah, okay, that they expands.
Yeah,
and
that stuff's
so
awesome.
I took that hose and stuck it in there and just wailed on it. Right there, I know on the inside in there,
it's like
if you
6 feet,
there'd be like a basketball size bubble of this shit.
Yeah,
but I'm like, fuck it, I'm sealing it up, and I sealed up all the holes, and so then the next night, I'm out here, right, and I hear scratch, 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 right up above us, right up above where you are. And they're scratching by that vent there, goes over there, like going places
also
they
hadn't
been
out
before. Because I always heard them like over here in this corner, right? Well, so then the pest guy comes today, and he said, I heard you were having, you know, trouble with the rats.
Word
today
on the street is.
Yeah.
So, word on the street is you're the rat guy.
It's hot in the streets. You still got rats. So anyway, hold on, excuse me. That's a gassy beer.
Ugh.
So anyway,
it's a beery.
He goes and he checks it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, Jesus.
God.
You okay?
That
you
is
want,
gassy,
you want to,
gassy.
You want to put it on pause for a second?
Not really.
Okay.
Anyhow, pardon me, everyone. So anyway, he goes in there and he you know, opens the hatch and looks in and he's like, okay. and immediately they didn't see something. I'm like, oh crap, it hasn't worked. They found another way out or whatever. And he's like, oh wait, there is one.
Oh,
we got a rat.
Yeah.
And he was
that
long.
He's holding up
about
a size of foot. Yeah.
Yeah. He was big.
Yeah.
And adult clearly. And
think he was the dad.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, you think so? The kids are probably going to be home with mom.
Where's daddy?
Yeah.
Where's mommy? Where'd
exactly.
daddy go?
Exactly.
Daddy's
up in heaven now.
Daddy fell asleep in the peanut butter.
Daddy used to bring us dinner, mommy.
Daddy, yeah. Come on.
Mommy's going to have to sell her body in the streets now.
Yeah. In my attic.
You have to whore herself out.
Yeah. My attic is a red light district.
Rats is getting it on.
Yeah, so Cousin Francis is going to be taking Daddy's place. I hope that's not a big family up there, man. I really do.
Have you heard? When was this?
This bums me out to have to do this. I don't want to kill anything. But
I'll kill rats.
But it's But it's I prefer they not be in there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to walk around town going, I need to find a rat to kill. But I mean, if there's a rat in my house, I'll kill it. I'll give sure. shit. I'm not gonna feel guilty about it.
They harbor disease and everything. So he said, you know what we'll do? I'm gonna take this trap and I'm gonna put it back up here. I'm gonna reuse this trap. Because now they'll come over here, and what they'll smell on it
is the dad
is rat, and think, oh, this must be the place to eat.
It's like they're gonna go up. The kids are gonna go up and smell their dad's pillows, and then a trap's gonna break their neck. Daddy, this smells like daddy. Click.
Is this your peanut butter, daddy?
No, there's gonna be no ah. It's just snapping neck. Ah. Maybe they're like their spine, so the top half of them's going I can't move.
I don't think you know. I don't think you know how it's going to be. Anyway, one down. Now, it's clear what has to happen.
When did this happen?
It was found this morning.
Oh, okay, so this is just today.
Yeah.
I was going to say, have you heard anything since?
No, that's this morning. So we replaced it, and I haven't been out there.
What'd you do with the rat?
Ate it.
Grabbed by the tail and spun it around and launched it in the neighbor's yard?
It's in this beer.
They're gross, huh? Big possum looking
greasy looking eyes. Nasty.
Did you see its teeth?
No.
Yeah, they're nasty looking. Big old buck. They're gross.
I'm not looking forward to any more of that, but there's going to be more of that. And then it's clear what I've got to do is have somebody come in, and one of those companies that come in, and they take out all the old insulation and they sanitize and they put down new insulation. Because you got to get that crap out of there.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean,
they destroyed the insulation. You got to replace it.
You could do that.
I don't want to get up in there and do that shit.
Why not? It's not that hard.
You do it. I'll pay you. I will pay you $1,000 to do that.
To insulate this tiny ass attic.
Yep.
Let me think about it. Yeah. Are guaranteed no rats? What happens if I find a live rat? I still get paid.
You got to get him out.
I got to fist fight him.
Yeah. You got to kick him.
You got to catch him. This is when all the WWE wrestling referee comes in. I don't want to, but you could. You could do it.
I could. There's a lot of shit I could do, but I'm not going to. There's no way I want to do that.
It's not. How much you think it's like? How much do you think it would cost you to do that?
I don't know. A couple $1,000.
Yeah. Doesn't that hurt?
No, it hurts a lot. But it hurts less than.
But now is the time to do it too, because if it's cold out, if you do that in the summer, you'll die. You'll literally crawl up there and die with the rats.
I understand.
You'll lay up there, and they'll find you with your pinky in a rat trap.
But here's the good news. The good news is the progress is that the plan is working. They ran out of food.
The plan.
I hope you guys aren't listening up there.
Just say the plan is working. This sounds pretty crazy.
Mind your own business.
Daddy's not coming home.
But at least the plan is, the strategy is working, and hopefully they'll all mosey over there for a little, you know, little nip of peanut butter.
Maybe all three, maybe they'll have a family dinner together, and all three of their necks will get snapped at the same time.
Yeah,
that's your dream.
Yep. So they're over, gnashing on some peanut butter, their last meal. And it's funny. He was the one up there. I said, "So do you need me to go get some more peanut butter?" He's like, "Oh, he didn't."
Did you?
He said, "He didn't eat any peanut butter."
All right, so was the last time we were here, was that when Aaron was here?
Last time you were here was.
Is that the last time? Yeah, I was going to say, that's the last time. Did he tell you what he brought? He showed me what he brought on the way out.
No.
He's like, he opens up his backpack. He had brought a couple mouse traps to see if we really wanted to stick our fingers.
Oh, God.
God. He's like, he opens up like his backpack. He's like, "Hey, if you guys still want to try it," I was like, I just started laughing.
You see what's over there, right? What? By the door?
That's a rat trap, man. That'll break your wrist. That thing will snap a baseball bat. I'm not putting anything near that.
So for anybody that hadn't listened to that episode, what we said a few episodes ago was, I posed the philosophical question: if you had to put a finger in a rat trap,
It was a mousetrap, though. It was a mousetrap.
If you had to put a finger in a mousetrap, right?
I thought it was like, would you do it for like $100 or something?
No, it was which... The premise of why you would do it, whether you've accepted a bet or whatever, is immaterial.
The law has been set forth that you must put a digit in a mousetrap.
Which one do you choose? Knowing that you might break it.
I still go thumb.
You said thumb because...
The thickness of the meaty part would help me.
That's what she said. Yeah,
I think my thumb would probably be the best part because if you get it up there right around the drumstick bar, look at your thumb as like a chicken leg, right?
Yeah.
If you may get that metal part comes beating down right in there, you're probably all right, right?
Oh, yeah, but if you get it right in here, in between...
That's the thickness of the bone. Therefore, the least amount of velocity on the rat trap or the mouse trap, right? Because it has less distance to travel.
I don't know. I think it would hurt like a motherfucker.
Oh, I'm not to say it's gonna hurt. Not gonna feel fun. I'm gonna be like, giggle when I do it. But it'd be better than like the pinky.
Yes. Well, yeah. The pinky is. I don't think you'd do the pinky. You know
what? Would you do a toe?
In a mouse trap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather do. Here's the thing, though. But then you can't walk for a while. You can give up the. I'd give my left thumb. I'd be like, here. I put my thumb.
I think you do big.
What about an ear?
You do big toe.
But then you can't.
It's not going to break your toe.
No, but you're not going to be able to walk.
No, you'll be able to walk.
It's going
to
hurt like hell.
It's going to smart for a little while, for an hour.
It's going to smart. Who says that? It's going to smart. Ow, that smarts. This beer.
Samuel Smith's is the shit.
This is good.
Isn't it great?
I wonder if you mix the two. You have like a chocolate strawberry.
Do you think you could use this as a marinade?
For more beer, like, yeah. You could dump beer in it.
like marinade pork or something.
You know what
in
you
this?
Could do this? Is pork. Put vodka in this. Pork. That would be an ultimate lush idea. Anyway, we stopped talking about my dick fish.
Oh, sorry. You have more dick fish details?
It was amazing.
It was really good.
Yeah. And my aunt, like I said, my aunt mailed me 2 like pounds of homemade sauerkraut. Oh, it was so good.
From the Pennsylvania
Dutch
country?
Yeah. And then
you ever go to Pennsylvania Dutch country?
Yeah. Amish thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
They all get DUIs from driving horses. It's true. A lot of flea markets out in that area.
Come back around to arrests.
Well, no, let's get right at it. I didn't know what it was like.
No, but tell me more. The sauerkraut, it was delicious.
Yeah, it was delicious. Right.
It's all gone.
Yeah.
You're done with it.
Yeah. Well the great malaria wave of 2020 hit, and then it was like right kind of at the tail end of that because I was going to try to because we had so much of it, I was going to try to freeze it. But I didn't want to go near a fridge.
Right.
So we had to chuck a lot of it. But it was absolutely delicious. Thank you, Aunt Susan. It was delicious.
Thanks, Aunt Susan.
Try the strawberry, Susan. It's delicious.
What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to tell you
about prison.
About being pulled over. Yeah. But first I want to say this. We exhausted all of our, we just did, Larry and I did 2 of them the other day. Right?
I didn't. Have you not released the other one?
Not yet.
I got a panicked email from the trucker Joe.
Yeah,
he was like, "What's going on? Are you guys all right? I'm on the podcast. I'd talk him off the ledge."
It was
like,
the longest hiatus we've ever had, yeah. But you were on death's door.
Yeah,
and I took a little vacation,
and it was around the holidays, so it was the perfect storm.
It was
the
time to do it. Yeah. Anywho,
but it's good to know that people get panicky if we're not we show up.
Still, I like the irony of finally got the cup done by the end of the year, like I said, and then not another podcast for 3 weeks.
Yeah. It exhausted him so much that he's like, I got to put this podcast down for a while.
Clearly,
I don't know, 18 ounces, 15 ounces. What size should I do? Oh.
But reach out to us by all means. We're back in business. 626-657-6428 is the YAF line or
Amok
PM hat. So the pulled over business, the arrest. There is a stretch of road on the way to drop our kids off in the morning where it's off of the 5 freeway,
okay.
And there's this stretch of road that's like not even a quarter mile long. It's an eighth of a mile long. But every time I pull off the freeway and take that little connector road.
You hide your beer.
There, always.
Put my gun underneath the front seat and hide my beer.
Throw the pistol out the window. There's some asshole driving on that stretch of road. Like, I've almost gotten T-boned twice in the last month.
Yeah.
Some people just ignoring a stop sign there. And people driving way too fast going through there. And so I pull off the other day. Right, Silas is in the back seat. And I pull off, and I see, checking both ways to pull out. I look up ahead, and I see blue lights. I'm like, ha, 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 ha. Somebody got pulled over finally. Right. Awesome. Some asshole driving too fast on this road finally got pulled over. That's awesome to see. And I pull up and drive past it, and I realize it's Laura.
My stomach. Oh, that was what did she do? Sorry, Laura. I'd be so pissed if that was my wife.
She. But here's the thing, too. As I'm saying,
like, does she know about that road too? So it's like,
she knows that people drive like shit there. Yeah.
Right.
As I'm laughing, as I'm doing the ha ha ha, I'm thinking to myself,
it's coming out of my wallet.
I'm thinking, no. Before I even get down there, before I get near it, as I'm laughing that triumphant. I thought to myself, you know what? I'm probably going to pay for that. I'm laughing at someone else's expense. The universe is going to find a way. I swear to God, I had that pang, that feeling.
Yeah.
And then I get up next to him, I'm like, son of a bitch. That was fast. It was really ridiculous. But no, she... there was somebody driving crazy fast going down the street, and she... switches lanes to get out of their way because they're maniacs and is more concentrating on that than anything else and doesn't, signal to change the lanes.
Oh.
But the cop doesn't see that person.
Yeah.
They see her and pull her over and whatever. And so she'll take him to court. But or show up at court or whatever. But and she'll probably still get stuck with it. But
do book a court date, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then cancel it.
Why?
And then book another court date because the cop has to show up and they hate doing that shit. So he cancels his old schedule. And then when you cancel it, he's got nothing to do. So he's not going to show up back up in court. Then he has to rebook everything.
Can you do that?
Yeah. And then the next time he won't come. And if he doesn't come, you win the case.
Let me tell you something.
This is how to beat the system by Josh Fliger.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah. Don't actually pay for the crime.
A week or so ago, I'm out driving. I'm driving Silas, and we're driving through the valley, and we get up to the bus lane, that cuts through the valley, the orange line.
Yeah.
And I get up to the line, and I pull, I stop after the line. I stop short of the bus lane, but I stop after
the
line.
You're no man's, the front end is a no man's
and
lane.
And the camera light... The red light camera flashes on me and gets me.
Well, I thought they said that those weren't legal anymore.
But if they send one to you, no. When I went to,
did you get it?
I got a notification from them. Yes,
that says you should not do this anymore.
I opened it up and it said, "This is a warning."
Yeah.
I never got a warning before.
No, that's because they got rid of all the camera locks. They found them. They weren't fiscally feasible.
That's not true.
Because weren't paying
it's
the tickets.
It's not true. Well, that's true.
Yeah. They were spending so much money running those things that they were like, why are we spending this money and not getting actually income back on it? So they got rid of them.
Well, and that's what they said is you can pretty much ignore those things.
Yeah.
Because it's not a cop handing you a ticket. It's a camera saying, and it could be someone else.
And I always heard that if you just put your hand up in front of your face, that's all you got to do. Because they can't prove it.
Why
you.
Didn't I do that?
Yeah.
That
flip them
been
off.
Good. That'd be fun.
Yep. Big middle finger. Here you go. Here's your ticket.
Oh, that's good beer.
Yeah, because there used to be one like on Fairfax and Sunset or something. It got me one time, but I saw the thing go off. And I got one right in front of KLOS before it went off and I saw the flash app and I never got the ticket. That was when I was driving a 1990 Toyota Camry. They're probably like, oh, whatever. Sorry, dude.
You do it in the Santa Monica Mountains, though?
Yeah.
You got to pay that fucker.
Or just never go to the Santa Monica Mountains and be a wanted man.
Nope.
Why?
Nope. They will. It's the,
they'll hunt you down?
It's the government.
Shoot you?
They will hunt you.
Put your finger in a rat trap.
The garnishy your wages. Ugh. Hey, Josh.
How can someone get hold of you, Andy?
Between my legs.
Here we go.
At DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook.
Give me a couple more.
You could do it Andy _
any Chanley others
on Twitter, and just Andy Chanley, all one word.
Oh, there you go.
Instagram. How about you, Joshua
J. Fligger at gmail.com.
Great.
When... This was fun.
This was
I'm glad I'm back.
I'm glad you're healthy.
I know. It was. It felt.
Or whatever this.
It
is.
Was. There was an empty part of my. It was like there was a piece missing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I come here and now my stomach hurts. And I'm crying a little bit. I got some beery in me.
Reunited. It feels so good.
I thought you were gonna sing the Reunited song.
Reunited on ice.
Reunited so nice.
That's a good one.
That was about the time of, right around the time of Bartles and James.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Those two putzes.
Me and my brother are standing in this bog to tell you. Yeah.
Did you like those things?
Well, at the time, sure. Yeah. Because I was.
You like Zima?
I was.
All right, let's just lay it out right now.
Let me tell you what's going on.
Okay.
I was in college.
We're airing it out. Airing the dirty beer laundry out.
I was in college.
Yeah.
And, you know, in my early 20s. You'll drink any bullshit.
Oh, totally.
Any cheap bullshit you'll drink at that. Yeah, and Zima was just, it was like malt liquor for white people.
Yes. I was probably like 15, 16, and I remember getting 2 6-packs of Zima and with me and my buddy and drinking them in a graveyard and sleeping in there. And we were like, oh, because it just came out. And we were like, oh my God, this is amazing. And remember the bottles? Like,
oh, yeah.
We're
indented
like,
on
yeah,
the side.
They were like fancy. You're like, oh, dude, like
Art Deco.
We're doing something. It real. We're doing it nice. We're doing this is a good way to do it in a fucking graveyard.
Yeah, and you woke up with the worst fucking headache you've ever had
because it's just sugar. It's just
It's sugar and malt liquor.
But wasn't it like a lemony taste to it or something?
It was like 7-Up.
Did you ever have Zima Gold?
No.
It was the worst. It literally tasted like carbonated urine. It was like this, it's the color of like ginger, it looked like ginger ale, but it had like this alcohol, weird, I don't know, like it tasted like carbonated urine.
Huh.
Curing.
Well, I'm sold.
Okay, so let's end the show. Everybody go home, think about that.
Do you ever have Bud Ice, or those ice beers? It was basically malt liquor.
Yeah.
That's
I remember
that, awful.
I remember. Yeah, but I remember them getting a good buzz off of this.
You get a buzz.
Because that was like right around, you're like 19, you had like $6 to last you the weekend. So you're like, let's get some Bud Ice.
We used to go.
And a dollar pack of cigarettes.
We used to go to a bar that's no longer around Purdue in Lafayette. And they had this Dusseldorfer German beer.
Yeah.
And this Bock beer. And it was so gassy. We called it.
Doodledorfer. He's losing it. That's the end.
We called it Doodledorfer.
I think he was my shop teacher.
Pennsylvania Dutch.
There was a bar that I went to.
Yes?
You could get a pitcher of Pabst, right? This place is just such a dive. It was awesome. You buy a pitcher of Pabst for $3.25, and you'd buy your own pitcher, right?
Yeah.
And then you could buy like liquor, but they didn't have mixers, so you had to buy a can of Coke. So you'd buy like a rum and Coke, and you'd buy a shot of like. Bacardi was like $1.25, and they'd give you like a highball with a half a glass of Bacardi in it, and then you had to buy for 60 cents a can of Coke behind you in the cooler, which was also the place where everybody was keeping their Pabst Blue Ribbon pitchers, because everybody go in and buy their own pitcher, and you could go there. Literally, we went back there one time, me and my roommate and his girlfriend, and it was packed, And she said she bought everybody in the bar a drink, and it was under $100. And she's like, "I've always wanted to do that. I'm doing it now." When she like got a beer, it was like the beer was like $1. A bottle of Bud was like $1.35.
It really is the cultural center of the universe.
Oh, it is. It's where everything comes from. That place opens at like 7 a.m. too. There's been nights where
closes
I would leave there at 2 a.m. Yeah. No, it closes at 2. You have to close at 2. And then it has to stay shut for like 4 hours. But all the mill hunkies would get done with their shift.
What?
Mill hunkies. All the guys that work in the steel mills.
I've never heard
yeah. That. They would get done with their like midnight shift or whatever at like 6 a.m. And then be like, all right, let's go roll in the bar. They'd go get shit faced at 7 a.m. So they'd come stumbling out of the bars when your kids are going to school.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
There have been times where I left that place, bought beer. Because you can buy six packs. You're only allowed to buy beer from, I don't know if it's still this same way, but you're only allowed to buy beer from a bar, a six pack at a time. So you would literally walk in, buy a six pack of Pabst or whatever, carry it out to your fucking car, walk back in, buy another six pack of Pabst, carry it out to your car, walk back in. Like if you wanted to taste the beer.
Knew.
Yeah, well, it's just that was the law. And it was just like, but I can't, I'm only sell you one at a time. It's like, all right. So we would do that like at 2 a.m.
Right.
And then drink all the way through the night. And then roll back into the bar at 7 a.m. for Bloody Marys. Oh, I was such a delinquent. Oh, thank God I got out of that town, man. My God. I'd be dead.
On that note, I'd
be like 400 pounds and just my liver would look like an old shoe. Old brown shoe.
Old brown shoe liver.
Did we do how everybody get a hold of you? All right, yeah, we did.
Yeah, Joshua.
Are you gonna walk it up? Walk it for me, Daddy.
And the people that you know don't like you, and you treasure your friendships, and tune in to.
Oops. Oh shit! I physically cannot wait for this podcast to be over because my stomach.
There it is.
So tune in to this podcast.
We are official friends.
I've had too much to drink.
Oh, my God. I literally, physically, we need to stop. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm taking these stupid headphones off. I'm leaving.
Oh, it didn't record.
I don't have the power to do another one.